Joshua chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. And the Lord spoke to Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." Rivers dried up. Cities collapsed in a cloud of dust. The sun stood still in the sky. Is anything more dramatic than the book of Joshua? It leaves Star Wars in a far, far away galaxy. And yet, there is something more dramatic than the book of Joshua. Something that leaves the drama of these galaxies far behind. And Joshua really itself is a picture of that one far greater traumatic event, the passion history of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A week from today, we begin again that special time of year when we give a closer focus on the passion history of our Lord, and what a privilege it is. For here, the omnipotent Lord opens His heart to give His own Son into death in your place and mine. Here, He embraces us in His eternal arms. But you may wonder, how does the book of Joshua portray this passion history of our Lord? Well, the Hebrew name Joshua is the name for Jesus. And it thus portrays in a unique way Jesus' battle for our inheritance, His winning that battle for us. At the time of Joshua, Israel had crossed through the wilderness of this world, and they were poised on the verge of the promised land. One thing was necessary: to win that battle for our inheritance. Israel had stood on that border before, the border to the promised land, and they'd been defeated. What might be different now? Why could Joshua succeed where Moses had failed? Three times, God says to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage." And our Joshua, Jesus, three times in the upper room that night he was betrayed, laid before us a manifestation of the foundation that He has given to you and me. The foundation to give us strength and courage in facing our battles. He washed our feet, demonstrating the humility of Christ, the willingness to go to the depths in our place, in His love for you. He made it clear everything that was going to be happening in the next days: Judas's betrayal, Peter's denial, the scattering of the 12, Jesus' death, and His resurrection, demonstrating that He is the one who knows all things, who controls all things, who saves all people. And thirdly, He gave us the wonderful supper, in which He, with the body and blood that was shed for us, gives us new courage and strength to fight our battles, to follow Him. You know, like Joshua and Israel, like Peter, James, and John, who were asked then by Jesus to pray for that strength and courage, we often fail. We fail to pray as they failed. We fail to use the strength and courage that He has given us in His Word as we should. But Jesus did not fail. He won the battle for our inheritance. Joshua has shown his fear before God comes to him in our text. He was dismayed at the battles that were ahead of him. And we see our greater Joshua, Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane also, trembling in fear and dismay at the battle ahead of him. He was so afraid that he was sweating blood. And then an angel came to strengthen him. I've always wondered, what did the angel say to him? Perhaps the Lord's words to Joshua are a good indication. First, the Father's own personal assurance, "I am with you." Second, His promise, "You will distribute this inheritance to the people." In fact, 700 years before Christ, Isaiah had foretold how Jesus would be confronted with this despair, that all the grief he was facing would all be in vain. And yet it also foretold the comfort the Father would bring him. Your reward is with me. You will be my salvation to the ends of the earth. And thirdly, he is reminded to keep his eye on the book. Don't turn to the left or to the right, and you will succeed. And so Jesus, strengthened in the Lord, prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Strengthened by the message of the angel, he was sustained to live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so it was that Jesus won the battle for your inheritance. On the basis of that threefold courage and strength, the Lord promised Joshua, "Every place that the sole of your foot treads on, I will give you." Every inch of that possession had already been won, he promises. All you need to do is go forward and set your foot down upon it. Therefore, go forward into your inheritance with a strong hand and a swift foot. And he's saying the same to you. Strength and courage. The foundation is laid for us in Jesus winning that battle for you and me. He died for the guilt of your sins. All of them. He was raised to cover you with His holiness, a perfect, complete covering of righteousness. He ascended into heaven to bring you into this inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In Him, we have obtained the inheritance. Every inch has already been won. It's yours. 2 Corinthians 5. God has in Christ reconciled the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. For He made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for you, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Christ, our greater Joshua, has won the battle for your inheritance. Therefore, go forward into your inheritance with a strong hand and a swift foot. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 49, stanzas 1 and 4. Two announcements. Band and flute choir are asked to meet for pictures at the stage, and Religion 102 students that would like their worksheet today, please get it done.